Hey there, Hot Country 103.5. This is Ian speaking. Who's this?
Hey, Ian, it's Jess.
Hey, Jess, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Ah, good, good, good. Man, great to hear from you here. So you've been out on the road, the Life for Me tour, you know, rolling right along, and you're making your way here to Halifax. So how have things been going anyway?
Good. We're in the home stretch. Halifax is the last show. We've been out here for 9 weeks. Going to be a party.
September 17th, started in Sydney, B.C., final few days here. Yeah, you're busy with dates here in Moncton, Fredericton, Antigonish, and finally in Halifax on Saturday night. So that's going to be at the Marquee on Gottesion. What kind of a party is that going to be anyway?
Well, you know, every night's a little bit different, so it's tough to say. You guys tell me what kind of party it's going to be, I guess. Hopefully a good one.
So the whole tour has been going on since September 17th. So any funny stories, Jess, about going coast to coast in Canada on your big adventure?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, Ian, it feels like we've been out here for 6 years. So that feels like you just asked me if anything funny happened in the last 6 years. I know that's not what you did, but that's what it feels like. So, yeah, I mean, something funny happens multiple times a day. Gosh, I don't even know. I don't even know where to begin on that. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun and a lot of hijinks along the way and more to come here in the Maritimes here you know, this week. With this being in the week of mourning since the Toronto Blue Jays lost in the World Series, so when you're on the road, have you been following the Blue Jays?
Yeah, it actually feels weird this week to not. Every night at 8:08 or whatever time zone we happen to be in. Yeah. We were in Ontario for the majority of that series.
Yeah.
That's what we did. If we were not on stage, we were watching the game. Mm-hmm. So it feels kind of weird to not have that to look forward to now, but pretty cool series. That was really, I'm not really a baseball person. I don't really follow sports closely, but that was a really cool thing, I think, for us to all experience as a country.
Yeah, it brought us together and made us all proud. You know, whether you're, you know, like a Leafs fan like me or a Habs fan or, you know, a Edmonton Oilers fan, we put everything aside and we all cheered for the Jays. So it was a nice little piece of unity for Canada and so darn proud of the boys and cannot wait till next year. So your latest tune, I Ain't Country, tell us how that one came to be there, Jess.
That one kind of was born out of a little bit of a place of frustration.
Yeah.
After many years of people just kind of telling me what was country and what isn't and whether I'm country or whether I'm not. And mm-hmm. I thought that's such a strange notion because I live on 20 acres of land outside of a very small town in Saskatchewan, still in Canada. And I just thought it was really funny to have other people telling me whether or not it was country. So it's a little bit of a sarcastic jab.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of funny because I think if people see the title, they're quick to react before listening to the song. Mm-hmm. So that's also been hilarious because I'm making claims about being country in the song and they're thinking otherwise. So, yeah, it's been... That one's been a wild ride for so many reasons, and it's been super fun to play on the tour. It's quickly become a crowd favorite, which is pretty awesome.
Excellent. And I love the video, too, by the way. That's, speaking of hilarious, that's a hilarious video.
Thank you. Yeah, the video was really cool. We shot that all in my mom's farm and with all, like, local people. Like, my best friend and her partner is in that, and my brother is the stunt man, and just, like, all kinds of cool stuff just to really add heart to it.
So coming to Halifax again here, I remember it came up in my Facebook memories back in September when you were here for our Hot Country third birthday bash down on the waterfront many moons ago, and we exchanged rings. I gave you my Mooseheads championship ring, and you gave me your engagement ring at the time, and I think it fit on my pinky. But that was such a great time. So, you know, being that you're coming back to Halifax, any favorite memories about being here in Halifax and in Nova Scotia?
Oh, man. Yeah, just every time we're there, we just love being there. Just the people are awesome. The food is great. The views are beautiful. There's always live music around. It would be really tough to pick one specific favorite memory because, honestly, every minute we spend in Halifax is something that we really treasure and look forward to coming back mm-hmm. while we're still there.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you're going to eat when you're here in Halifax? What's on the menu? What do you want to get?
Well, that's a tough one because, what I want to get versus what I'll probably get are two very different things. What I would love to get is a lobster roll, but realistically, I'll be rolling in on a tour bus. And the first thing I'll probably get is like a package of oatmeal from from the bus.
But maybe a lobster roll after the show on Saturday night, a little treat there, eh?
That would be amazing.
So Jess, the big show at the Marquee coming up on Saturday night. Tickets still available?
Yeah, I believe there still are a few. So we're really looking forward to it. Like I said, it's the last stop on our tour, and we're really looking to go out with a bang. It's the first time one of my own headline tours has taken me to the Maritimes, and pretty fully coast to coast. So I'm really excited, and we've really put together an awesome, what I think is an awesome show for you guys, but I guess we'll let you be the judge of that.
Yeah, for sure. And along the way, you had some special guests as openers, so somebody opening up for you here on Saturday night?
Yeah, along the way, we've had Zach McPhee started with us, and then JoJo Mason did a few in the middle. And for the rest of the way, including Halifax and all of the Maritimes, we've got Mitch Zorn, which is so awesome for you guys. If you haven't heard of him, look him up now. He's such a cool talent. He's an awesome writer, the most genuine dude you'll ever meet. And he's super, super talented. It's just him and a guitar up there, and I wouldn't have it any other way because his talent is just so raw and perfect. So make sure you get there early to catch Mitch Zorn.
And you mentioned JoJo. How's JoJo doing these days anyway?
He's doing great. He's just so JoJo. He's exactly how you imagine he is. He's rock solid and steady and full of hugs and love all the time.
Nothing beats a JoJo hug for sure. So once again, tickets are available, jessmoskalut.com. I'll have a link for that on our website at hotcountry1035.ca. So Jess, you know, great chatting with you here. Have a great show coming up on Saturday night at the Marquee, okay?
Thank you so much. Nice to chat with you.
Okay, Jess, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ian. Have a good one.
You too.